Welcome to Talking About Pigs with Snack, a podcast where individuals from the Swine Medicine Education Center here at Iowa State University discuss swine health topics over coffee with industry leaders and subject matter experts. So as always, I'm your host, Dr. Justin Brown, assistant professor in swine veterinarian here with SMEC and at Iowa State University. Just a little bit of background on the podcast for our new listeners. This podcast is producer focused. Each of our episodes focuses on a different swine health topic of interest to you, the producers, and all of the topics are generated from producer questions. So we'll review current resources related to the topic, including research papers, news articles, and updates from meetings and conferences that are relevant to our discussion and connect them to you, the producer. So today's topic is going to be kind of all-encompassing around swine health, and it's going to be about the National Pork Board's new National Swine Health Strategy. And today I have with us a former host of this podcast, Dr. Meredith Peterson. So welcome, Dr. Peterson.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Justin. I'm excited to be here.
Yeah, and welcome back. And so for those that might not know you or have started listening since then, maybe give them a little of your background and an introduction.
Yeah, so I'm Dr. Meredith Peterson. I'm a director of swine health at the National Pork Board. I went to vet school at Iowa State and then did a postdoc at SMEC, so at the Swine Medicine Education Center. Was there for about 3 years. My research was really focused on telehealth and what it can and can't do in the barns with pigs. So spent a lot of time and really enjoyed my time at SMEC. And then in 2024, in February of 2024, took a position at National Pork Board and have been on the swine health team ever since. So I focus, I support the Certified Swine Sample Collector Program, the Secure Pork Supply Plan, as well as now am assisting in the development of a national swine health strategy.
Yeah, awesome. And again, welcome back. So this National Swine Health Strategy, you know, some of the listeners might have heard about it at Expo or they were at the McKean Conference and around Swine Day last week. But yeah, just tell us a little bit more about it. What is this new swine health strategy?
Yeah, so I'm going to back up and give a little bit of background of where this idea came from. So a couple different parallel paths have led us to working on this effort. One is that in March of this year, so March of 2025, the Pork Act delegates approved an advisement to the National Pork Board to develop a national swine health strategy. So that's where the delegates from, these are pork producers from all over the U.S., they're delegates to the National Pork Board, and they advised us to work in this area. Additionally, another kind of path is our board, the Board of Directors of National Pork Board, approved a new strategic plan for National Pork Board in March of this year as well. And one of the components, there's three different components to that strategic plan. One of them is swine health, and specifically to develop a producer-led national swine health strategy for the U.S. And then kind of the third thing that was taken into account as this has kind of been in the works is that the African swine fever priorities that the industry created about 3 years ago. A lot of good work has been done in those areas, and it was probably time to revisit the priorities associated with all FAD prep, but ASF in particular. And so kind of all of those things led to this effort that we're in right now. And so when you ask, what is the National Swine Health Strategy? My response is it's going to be what the producers share with us that they want the industry to focus on. So specifically, kind of what we're doing now is trying to get as much input from producers as well as allied industry as possible. So really trying to understand what are the top swine health challenges that the industry is facing, either presently or their future concerns, and then what are their expectations or what might help them address those challenges. So we're in this data collection phase throughout the summer, through the end of August, where we're gathering information from producers via surveys. We're holding listening sessions. We're having a lot of direct one-on-one conversations with producers to understand what are their challenges related to swine health, and what kinds of things might help them address those challenges. When we get all that data at the end of the summer, that will be summarized and shared with an advisory group of producers. So this is a group of 12 producers that represent different segments of the industry, different geographies, different size of production. They're going to take all that data and use it to set direction for us. So use it to set the direction of, you know, here are the top priorities of the industry and the areas that we want a national swine health strategy to focus on. So it's, you know, at this point, really kind of in this data collection phase, but that's really important because we want to make sure whatever's developed is representative of the industry and will hopefully benefit all producers.
Yeah, very good. So big reason we wanted you on the podcast today too, right? Knew that we were in that kind of data gathering phase, and so to help get the word out. And so it doesn't matter if they're a small producer with a few pigs, upwards to our large integrators, right? We want to hear from everybody, and like you said, allied industries too, to help guide the direction around this strategy. So maybe give the listeners too a little bit of info kind of about the survey and what can they expect if they get in to take it? What information are you looking to glean from them?
Yeah, so it's an intentionally short survey. Nobody likes to spend a lot of extra time filling out surveys, and I understand that. So we really wanted it to be targeted to the specific area that we're focused on. So the survey itself takes about 10 minutes to complete. It has a few demographic questions at the beginning so we can understand, you know, who's responding. Is it a producer? Is it a veterinarian? Kind of what's their role in the industry? And that's just so that we can sort the data so that we can see, you know, this segment of the industry has these priorities, while maybe another segment has different priorities. And so after those couple demographic questions, really the big questions are, what are your top swine health challenges that you think the industry should work to address in the next 1 to 3 years? And then what kinds of things would help you in those areas? So producers or respondents will have the opportunity to list up to their top three swine health challenges that they kind of see. And then they can free response a little bit, give us some background on what those challenges are, and then how, again, they can be addressed. It's really important. It's a short survey, but it's important that producers and allied industry, as they're filling this out, have thoughtful responses and kind of give us some detail in their responses. And I can assure you and anyone completing the survey that we are reading through every single response, and those kind of insightful, thoughtful responses will be really helpful to the advisory group to understand kind of what the problems are and the expectations to meet them. So I hope that it's not a big hurdle, but it's really a great opportunity to impact the work that's being done in the area of swine health.
Yeah, absolutely. And so you mentioned too, on the first few questions are kind of demographics, right? Identify sectors, and I think maybe explain how some of that information might be used in the reporting, right? It's so that it'll all be aggregated and individual responses won't be producer A said this, right? And or in a list names and things. So
yeah, and the survey is not collecting any identifiable information. So it's just, you know, what segment of the industry you're in, number of animals, how often you're on the farm, things like that. But then again, it'll provide us the opportunity to summarize the data in a way that shows what the different segments of the industry kind of prioritize. And I think it's important to note that we're not just collecting this information to create the swine health strategy. It's a key part of that, but it's also going to provide us a robust data set that'll really help us be able to kind of share the story of the industry. So what I mean by this is we'll have the opportunity to share with external stakeholders, so groups that might do work on behalf of the pork industry, but not be pork producers themselves. Hopefully we'll have a robust data set that we can say, here's the priorities in terms of swine health of the industry. if those groups choose to align their work with the priorities of the producers, that's a really great opportunity for us to share that summarized data externally as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Help drive some other research questions and topics, right?
Yeah.
Very good. So how can they access the survey? Where can they go to do it?
Yeah, so the survey, there's a link to it. It's tinyurl.com/swinehealth. And I think you were going to drop that into the show notes as well. So they should be able to click on that. As I mentioned, we also are holding a variety of listening sessions throughout the summer with state pork associations, as well as at industry events. So we'll be at NPIC here in a couple of weeks, and producers will have the opportunity to share their input in a listening session as well. So we are all ears in terms of hearing from producers and what their top problems are and how they think the industry could help solve some of those problems.
I've gotten to attend a couple of your listening sessions now, and just they're very interactive too. So they're good to go to. And even if you don't feel like voicing your opinion in a group setting like that, it's good to hear what other people are thinking too, right? And so maybe they're thinking the same things that you are, or maybe things are a little bit different, but would highly encourage you to go to one of those in-person listening sessions if you can. So.
Absolutely. It's been a fun process to hear from different segments of the industry. You know, we've had them with producer groups, with veterinary groups, and it's been a great opportunity for us to learn, as well as for, like you said, the industry to contribute as well. And one thing I'd like to remind folks is that this is more than just the bugs and drugs of swine health. So as you're thinking of your top challenges and you're filling out that survey, consider, you know, anything that could impact the health of the pig, whether that's, you know, the barn environment or production practices or access to resources. There's a lot of different things other than just the typical bugs and drugs. So make sure you're kind of thinking of it in a holistic way as you're kind of responding to those questions.
Yeah, absolutely. That's a great point. Try to, like you said, think holistically, think outside of the box a little bit, ways that we can better the industry for not only the pigs, right, but also all the people involved. Like you said, too, we'll have the link in the podcast notes, or you can click on that. Or scan the QR code that'll be in the image for the podcast this episode as well, and that'll take you directly there. There's also a phone number you can call in for those of you that may not want to take the survey on your phone or on the computer. You can call in to the National Pork Bird Service Center, and that number is 1-800-456-7675. And so you can call in there, and they can help take down your responses so those can get put into the data set. So, well, Dr. Peterson, anything else you'd like to add for us today?
I think just reiterate the importance of taking the opportunity to fill out the survey and to make your voice known. So the success of this project is really hinged on getting a lot of good input at the front end and making sure that we have as much producer and industry representation in this work as possible. And so, as I mentioned, really the driving force behind this is the producers. And so we want to make sure that we hear from as many of them as possible, and really appreciate the opportunity to kind of share the work we're doing with your audience, Justin, and you know, excited to see where this takes us in the coming months and years.
Yeah, it's been great to have you back on and chat about this. And yeah, really, again, would encourage all of our listeners to give your input, right? To reiterate what Meredith was saying, and share the podcast too. If you think somebody else should hear this and be able to give their feedback, or at the very least, share the link to the survey with them. So that they can get on and fill out their information. Again, all of these resources, we'll put them in the podcast notes, or you can reach out to us as always at isusmec@iastate.edu. That's isusmec@iastate.edu. You can also reach out to the National Pork Board, and Dr. Peterson, I'm sure, would be happy to answer any questions or concerns that you might have, please share and watch for our next episode where we will discuss other swine health topics. Have a great day and a great week, everybody. Thanks.
Special thank you to Iowa Pork Producers Association for their sponsorship of this podcast. Just a reminder that all the topics that we discuss in the podcast were brought to us from producers who are members of Iowa Pork Producers Association. We hope that these topics are useful for all pork producers in Iowa and across the U.S. alike. Thanks again for tuning in.